Christmas oftentimes is seen as the time for celebration, with workplaces and office parties often supplying free alcohol or distributing tokens for the night. And thankfully this year, supermarkets are now obliged not to have alcohol spread out right across each avenue of the supermarket. So instead, alcohol should be kept in the one aisle, if you like. But this puts enormous pressure on families. And I suppose really what we can do is begin to think about drinking over Christmas and whether or not we want to engage in it and to what extent. For example, if there is an office party, nowadays workplace situations are very aware of health and safety risks. So they are obliged to put in place safety measures that will not increase binge drinking or will not allow people buy two for the price of one. So it is up to workplace situations to do that. On the other hand, in families, I think it has been the cultural habit, if you like, in Ireland to go out and buy a large quantity of alcohol for Christmas and to have a major stock. Because in some ways, if you don't have that stock, if visitors come or friends come, if you haven't got something to offer them, you're seen perhaps as mean or tight or whatever. Now, these are old cultural habits, and really we have got to try and break those somewhat. We don't necessarily have to have a large quantity of alcohol in our homes over Christmas. We certainly might want to have an extra bottle or whatever, but certainly not a large quantity. When we go into our supermarkets now, we see trolleys and trolleys of alcohol. I suppose we don't even think about what message that is giving to families and to children in particular. And I suppose we've been talking for some years about the impact of binge drinking and heavy drinking among young people. And these are the subtle messages we're giving as parents if we don't stop and think about how are we going to manage alcohol over Christmas?
Because after all, I mean, if young people and children in the house see their parents or their parents' friends drunk, that will spoil Christmas.
Indeed. It is one of the things that is a source of great distress for children, especially small children who don't understand drunkenness and who see somebody's behaviour and personality change as a result of being slumped in a chair or maybe vomiting or maybe becoming aggressive. So, you know, getting drunk in front of children, that is not the way to go for our country, because, you know, we have tolerated too much excessive drinking, too much drunkenness, and that has given a bad example to generations over the years. And it's not that we want to become judgmental or in any way moralistic about it, but from a practical point of view, if we're really serious about wanting to protect children from harm, we need to be showing by good behaviour that we can enjoy a drink but not overdo it. But again, that's up to each individual person to decide prior to starting to drink, and maybe just thinking about and making sure that you drink in a way, for example, you decide how many drinks you're going to have. You space those drinks out during the night. You try not to drink more than one drink per hour, because the liver can only cope with breaking down that one drink per hour. And also you think about drinking non-alcoholic drinks. And that's why we'd encourage people, especially families, to, you know, buy in a lot of soft drinks and a lot of water, so that there is equal amounts of non-alcoholic drinks to the alcoholic drinks.
And of course, I suppose to do that, it means each member of the family has to be part of this discussion. It's not just that mum or dad has to impose this on the family and then they're seen as a killjoy.
Indeed, absolutely. I mean, it is a very difficult thing to get people to all agree at the one time at the same level. It would be utopia if that were the case. But I think that certainly it has to come from the adults in the family, and that is, you know, sort of late teens or 20s. If there are younger kids in the house, they have to take cognizance of the fact that, you know, parents need support in this, and especially if a big brother or sister is agreeable to, you know, ensuring that the kids don't start drinking, especially because children first start drinking oftentimes with the supply of alcohol that parents have at home. And it's often when parents are out of the home that, children often go to the sources of the alcohol. So everybody does have to take responsibility, but it has to start with the adults.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's not exactly what we mean by celebrating Christmas, is it?
It's not. I mean, celebration is being in your full faculties. It's being able to feel enjoyment and pleasure and to, you know, to have that sense of excitement and joy of sharing conversation, sharing stories, sharing good relationships. It's not about becoming dull and drugged from the effect of alcohol, which is in itself a depressant drug. So it is about just sitting around the fire, you know, having a good laugh and a good joke, but not necessarily fueled by alcohol.